and some showers have already started popping up in southeast Alabama. The breeze is picking up. I see that Prattville is gusting to 20 miles per hour right now. So the risk of showers by this afternoon, increasing rain chance, possible thunderstorms tonight and Friday from time to time. 45 tonight, upper 50s tomorrow. Then the rain moves out sometime Friday night, which... perfect timing. Timing is everything. Yeah. Leaves the weekend dry with highs in the 60s. Boy, oh boy, that's great planning. I think the best day is Sunday, mid-60s, lots of sun. Then this storm system Monday could have some severe weather with it before another big temperature plunge. We're watching it because a threat of severe thunderstorms and tornadoes possible on Monday. Right now this morning, east winds at 9 miles per hour. It's 43 degrees, but it feels really chilly with that wind here at 9:02.
You said naders on Monday?
Oh, I mean...
possibility.
Tis the season for severe weather.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
There were that Christmas in 2012. I don't know if you remember. We covered tornadoes all day long, wall to wall coverage. There were like 24 tornadoes. You know, it was an amazing day because you had camera people with the Santa Claus hats on.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking tornadoes.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. I've become almost, I take precaution, but I've become desensitized to tornadoes.
Is that right?
Yeah, as I've grown up, their frequency has moved more into Alabama. We're more in that column, right?
Dixie Alley is very active now.
Yeah, so it's just kind of like, do what you need to do, and then I hope it doesn't hit you.
Well, we got time to watch it, so you'll be talking impeachment stuff today, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I've got a lot to get off my chest, to be honest. Given that I was telling you off air, my schedule wasn't... I went to Baumhauer.
Right.
A little off my schedule today. That puts me in a slightly foul mood.
You'll rebound.
But I'm just going to let it out on air.
Right.
It'll be fun. Okay. Thank you, Rich.
See you later.
Appreciate it.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says Alabama's infant mortality rate in 2018 was the lowest in state history. However, Alabama's infant mortality rate continues to be higher than the national rate. A manhunt is underway in Crenshaw County after the First National Bank in Dozier was robbed yesterday afternoon. Authorities tell us that one suspect is in custody. The search continues for a second suspect. The state helicopter and dogs are assisting with the search. And OSHA has cited an Andalusia Dollar Tree for safety violations. OSHA says there were slip, trip, and fall hazards because walkways were not kept clean. They also say that merchandise was stacked too high and blocked emergency exits. The company has been fined $312,000. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Can-Am Holiday Blitz is here and ready to take you on the ultimate off-road ride and get you some serious savings. Whether it's early mornings on the ranch or long hours spent in the fields, the Defender's unmatched reliability is built for whatever you throw its way. And right now, it's easier than ever to bring one home. Farmers and ranchers can save big on taxes and up to $1,500 off on select 2020 Defender models. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to take advantage of this limited time offer. See Ward's Can-Am on 231 in Troy.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuCroix.
It's a year-end comfort closeout sale you don't want to miss. For a limited time, AC by LuCroix is offering a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. As a bonus, all qualified customers can also get 0% financing. LuCroix is proud to announce we now service Auburn and Opelika for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by LuCroix and Carrier. Visit acbylucroix.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuCroix.
License number 84417.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
From 9 till noon. All over that song right there.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Jack Campbell.
One of my favorite songs ever.
Folks, I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
Yes, what's left of me.
And today, folks, you know, I'm in a bit of a foul mood.
I noticed that.
I have to say, I forgot and I was reminded. Today is a News and Views very special edition. This is why we're playing this song. It is Jack Campbell's birthday today.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Jack Campbell. It's
Thank
a birthday
you.
Bash all day
Thanks
long.
Thanks so much. How you doing?
I'm doing
yeah, well,
great.
You know.
How are you doing on your birthday?
I am doing very well, thanks. I woke up to some really nice texts today.
Yeah.
And
wonderful.
As the old saying goes, if I'd known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself. But I'm here in one piece. Well, two, if you count my leg as another piece. But anyway, I'm doing well, and thank you. And I'm happy to live another year. As when I run into people, they'll say, oh, it's good to see you. And I always say, it's better to be seen than viewed.
Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely.
I'm on this side of the dirt, as they say.
And, you know, it's unfortunate that your birthday is this time of year. Did you ever get the, you know, people would give you Christmas early or birthday late?
No, my parents were always really good. I mean, it was like they always gave me a birthday present. And then 2 weeks later, 13 days later, I had crema. So, you know.
Out of crema.
I'm really lucky.
Well, I'm happy it's your birthday, so happy birthday. That makes me feel a little bit better, eases my mood a little bit.
Well,
more.
Joey, I was with you last night at the Greg Budell gathering.
Yeah, and I had a great time.
We saw a lot of old friends that are radio listeners that are...
Charles Hollis speaking in code like
oh
usually
my
does.
God.
You're
coming
stumping
out.
Us, Charles.
I know. You remember two things. John the Baptist,
mm-hmm.
and what was the other one? Garden
of Paradise.
Garden of Paradise.
Right, and he kept asking you, who killed John the Baptist?
I mean, I'm like, well, it's...
Well, and if you had read your Oscar Wilde, you'd remember, or the Bible, he would remember Salome. but yeah, anyway, 272-9228, folks, but if you want to get in, wish Jack happy birthday.
We saw Mark Clark and Jane Clark, his mom.
Yes.
Mark is an avid listener. We saw... Who else did we? Well, we saw lots of folks. Rosie was there.
Randall.
Randall was there. The scandalous Randall.
Yeah. Gave us beanies.
Gave us beanies. Trump beanies. Red. Beautiful.
Wait, who was the guy back in the day? What was it? Good Times. Who said, Dynamite. Who was that?
Oh, that was Jimmy Walker. Was that his name?
Yeah. When you were, your beanie was red that Randall gave you, and you were wearing it kind of floating on top of your head, almost like a yarmulke.
Yeah.
And you reminded me of that guy.
Really? Well, I'm not quite as thin as Jimmy Walker was. He's still alive. Anyway, he was funny.
Anyway, there was a great time.
Yeah.
It really was a great time. But it's putting me behind schedule in the morning. Like, I didn't wake up. I woke up an hour late.
Did you wake up groggy?
Yes, I did.
You didn't drink much last night.
No, I didn't. But it's just, I get off my routine, and I'm a delicate flower.
You really are. You're an old soul is what you are.
Yeah, I really am. And folks, I have to say, Jack, I tried to relax because I know I'm in this bad mood because I'm off kilter here. And I hate to do this on your birthday. But he showed me a picture of himself next to Charles last night, folks.
Yeah, Brown. Ray Brown is sending me pictures from last night.
But I've tried everything, Jack. I've tried to get my normal caffeine dosage. I've hit my CBD vape. Hit it again just to try to
relax.
You
need to stop.
No, no. Oh, there's me, but I don't like that picture. I mean,
you look sinister.
No, I look like I'm smirking about something, like I'm up to something, which is usually the case.
You look like Paladin. You don't know who Paladin is.
I tried to get my breakfast in. No, I don't know who Paladin is. I tried to do the normal routine to ease my mood, ease into the show, read up on the news. And I have to say this, after years of giving benefit of the doubt, and that's benefit of the doubt, that benefit slowly being chipped away by more news stories and op-eds by one particular person, interviews by this one particular person. You know, back in the summer of 2016, I wanted to give this person the benefit of the doubt. I'm thinking, this is a career person caught up in a crossfire hurricane of partisan political events and presidential politics. And now, Jack, after all these interviews, after all these op-eds, after more information has come to light with this IG Michael Horowitz report, and then after having to watch, again, the House Judiciary continue on with these impeachment hearings, I hate to do this on your birthday, Jack, but I've come to find that James Comey is a corrupt, lying bastard.
He's awful. Oh, he did an interview, I think, yesterday with Brett Baer.
Yeah.
Because I could see it on the monitor here, but the sound was down. But everything he says, he opens his mouth, lies fly out.
I mean, it's like no deep state conspiracy, no spying on. Well, it was just illegal electronic surveillance. Actually, that you fiddled with the whole FISA process. You said in 2018, James, that there was nothing wrong with the FISA process. You're a liar, or you're incompetent. I think you're both. Self-righteous SOB. I'm sorry, Jack. I'm sorry to do this in front of you on your birthday. 272-9228, right, folks.
Worst things have happened.
We need birthday wishes for Jack, and I wonder, folks, do you agree with me about James Comey being a lying bastard?
Yeah, I don't think you can say that on the radio.
Well, I just did. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Gino.
Hey, Gino. Welcome.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just peachy.
Can I talk?
You're on the air, yes, sir.
I want to talk to Handsome Jack.
Hello.
There.
How are you, Gino?
I'm fine. I want to tell you something over there. You know, I hope it's all right. It's not anything bad, but it's. Let me ask you a question. You know what Eve said to Adam?
Hey, Joey, get ready. Joey, get ready.
What Eve said to Adam when they were in the
Garden of Eden,
naked. What did she say to him?
I'm not. I really don't know the answer to that, Gene. God, did you?
Thanks, Gino.
I
had to dump that one.
Anyway,
it's becoming a tradition that I don't like on this show. We have to dump somebody, whether it's me for talking too quickly.
Yeah.
Or others. Great call, though, Gene. I actually kind of like that joke. But let's go back to the phones. I believe this is Danielle.
Hello, my precious.
Hello, my darling. Happy birthday.
This is my French friend, Danielle, who's been in the country for 51 years and still talks like this.
More than that. 61. Oh, maybe you're right. I don't know, Jack.
That would mean you got married when you were 13.
There you go. Yes. Well, my darling, I want you to have a wonderful birthday today.
Thanks, Danielle. I appreciate that, love bug.
And I love you very much.
Love you, too.
You're my best friend.
She has been with me through thick and thin.
Now, Danielle,
mostly thick.
I love the fact that you've been here for 61 years, Danielle, and you have
something like that. Anyway, I don't know. I came in 1961. How about that?
I love that you haven't lost the accent. You should take pride in it.
That's 58 years, Danielle.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Well, you know, Jack, I can't count.
No.
Okay, well, I have to go. I wanted to tell you I didn't forget you, of course.
Thank you so much, love bug.
You are very welcome, and you have a great day, Jack.
Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you. And you, Gino? Thank you, Gino? Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
She every surgery I've had, she's been there with me. And,
oh, wow.
Holding my hand, literally.
Wow.
And anyway, she's a very special, special person.
Yeah, it's a good birthday. And good to hear from her. I don't think I've ever met her.
Oh, you need to meet her. She's a trip.
That's great. Let's go back to the phone and talk
to
William.
She can out-cuss a sailor.
William B.
Hey, good morning. How is everybody this morning?
Good, William B.
Oh,
thanks.
I'm just fine.
I just wanted to call and wish Jack a happy birthday.
I appreciate that very much, pal.
And I was wondering, has your granddaughter Daphne called to wish you a happy birthday?
It's really funny you remembered her name. I walked out to my truck the other night, and it was dark, and it was cold, and it was kind of sprinkling, and I thought, ooh. So I turned on my cell phone flashlight, and because I had not locked my truck, and I shone it in my truck to make sure that Daphne wasn't sitting on the... And it's so funny. I was thinking, what was that girl's name? And then I thought of it, but you have a great memory.
That is a crazy story, one of my favorites.
Well, thank you.
Hey, I tell you, another call I remember, it was actually on Greg's show one day when somebody called. They were talking about dipping outhouses, and somebody called in and said that he was in one.
Yeah, that was me. I called. I was taking my dog to daycare, and I heard that porta potty come in. And I called in, and I made up. I said I was Earl or something like that.
Earl. That was hilarious.
Yeah, I have a lot of different voices that I try to perfect. But you know, Mary from Bucky's is my favorite voice.
Yeah, I like Mary.
Well, she's my friend too. Well, you know, when I was a child, I had two imaginary friends. So I think I have. I think I'm, you know, schizophrenic. I think I have, like, seven different people living inside this body.
That makes a lot of sense now, actually. Huh?
No?
You're breaking up on us, William B.
Wait, right there. Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah. I don't know what happened there with this call, but let's keep going to the phones. 272-9228. It's Jack's birthday celebration.
It's not a celebration
yes,
as
it
such.
Is. I'm celebrating. Do you want me to celebrate, or do you want me to yell more about James Comey?
Well, I think you should do a little of both.
Let's go back to the phones. Penny, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, birthday boy. Hi, Joey.
Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
Or this is Penny.
I'm doing good, Jack. It's Penny. Happy birthday,
oh, Penny, I'm
young
sorry.
Man. I hope you have a good one.
Thank
and
you
Joey,
so much.
You bet. Joey, my daughter's trying to quit smoking as well. I need you to. I'll have to hook you up with her.
See, I didn't.
She works at Infusion. She's the massage therapist there, Candace.
Oh, very cool. I don't know.
Penny, you
might have met her in passing.
You sound like your daughter. You sound very youthful. So, what is your daughter 11? I can't believe you let your 11-year-old smoke.
I know she's in her 30s. Actually, I think she's around Joey's age. She's 35.
Okay,
Penny, did you go to Lanier?
No, but my sister and brother did.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Well, and to be completely truthful, Penny, I'm not quitting smoking. I think your daughter has a more difficult task. I'm quitting dipping. Ugh.
Oh, you're dipping.
But I stopped it, though.
He's doing nicotine lozenges, and he's doing very well.
Yeah, I'm doing very well.
Good.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm glad for you. That's wonderful to hear. And, yes. Joey, you can go ahead and rant some more about the idiot Comey.
Yes, okay.
Isn't that the idiot we were talking about? And you know what's so sad is that there's more evil in the world than what we realize. What's so sad is that if they get this through, which I doubt it will, we don't think that's going to happen. But, you know, who can't go around and make lies about somebody and get them fired over it? I mean, because, you know, all of us can stoop that low. It's just that some of us have integrity and decide to take the high road. And it's quite pathetic that they're grown men and women up there acting like little spoiled brat children who are going to rant and rave because they didn't get their way.
Oh, yeah.
It is so sickening. It's very disheartening. But I want Jack to have a wonderful birthday, and somebody needs to give him some spanking. Joey, you got a big belt?
No, I actually have quite a sizable paddle over there in the corner. That's
that would be awesome.
My southern wood paddle. How many spankings does he deserve?
At least 20 or 30.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'll have to, we'll have to give that over to the course of the day.
I got a big enough ass. I might not feel it.
You got a little cushion there? Well, that's good. That's good, Jack. You guys have a great day.
You too, Penny. Appreciate it. Let's go back to the phones. 272-9228. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Jack, happy birthday to you and all seven of your personalities.
Well, thank you. You have several different names as well on the radio.
Depends on what mood I'm in.
I get it. Weren't you Claire at one time?
Yes. What a memory you have.
Well, that's about all I got, precious.
I might be Claire once again. And by the way, Tommy is a lying bastard. Let me just say that.
He really is. He's horrible.
He's horrible, horrible, but...
And he's freakishly tall. Like, I don't have a thing against tall people.
He's like 6'6",
you know? Yeah, but he's like a lanky, weird... He's just... I'm not even going to keep going. I'm about to curse again. Anyway.
Yeah. Well,
it's Jack's birthday.
Well, he... Remember he closed the Hillary Clinton investigation saying there was no... tangible proof that
and no reasonable prosecutor would bring this case because she didn't intend to break the law.
And
there was no motivation part to the law.
And you know the computer seized by the New York Police Department from, was it Debbie Wasserman Schultz or something? Anyway, then he opens the investigation like 4 days before the election, and Hillary and them freaked out. It was only so he could get his hands on that computer and they could destroy whatever was on it. That's the only reason that he opened it back up. But I think he helped cause the election of Donald Trump because people thought, well, she is guilty, you know, when he opened it back up.
Yeah.
And anyway, he's horrible. And for, you know, and I think, I would like to think that Horowitz is a good actor, but he's also, as Joey pointed out, an ensconced bureaucrat.
Yeah, he's playing the role of Inspector General. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he really is. I have to play this role. I think if we're having drinks with Michael Horowitz, he would be like, oh, okay, yeah, it was spying. But when he's in public playing that role as the chief inspector lawyer,
this thing
of
was
the DOJ,
predicated. You know, it was properly predicated.
He has to play that role.
But I'll just tell you, for anybody after listening to or reading those texts between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, what's her name?
Lisa Page.
Anybody that read that, a reasonable person would assume there is institutional bias against Donald Trump because these guys were in the high echelon of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Right.
And anyway.
And it wasn't just the FBI and official government action. The fact that the Steele dossier, which this report shows it was in fact garbage, and they knew it was garbage when they were using it, it goes hand in hand with the fact that the Steele dossier is everywhere, all over the media. So this is not just about government action. It's about FBI, government action, intelligence agencies that Durham's looking into, as well as the way the media played into all this. Now, you're not going to prosecute the media for this, and they're certainly not going to tell on themselves. But that's why they didn't cover, for instance, this hearing yesterday on CNN, because it essentially proved them wrong on so many different fronts. And I'm tired of this crap, in particular that lying bastard James Comey. Anyway, I'm sorry to yell in your ear, Debbie.
Well, Debbie can take it. She's tough as nails.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for the call.
Well, happy birthday, my love, and you gentlemen are to be thanked over and over for the show you put on. I wouldn't know a lot of stuff that I find from you without you. So.
Well, thank you. And we have people like Flower Child who are... she's incredibly informed because she reads a lot, and we appreciate people like her who call the show and make us know things we didn't know.
Well, we all need to know all that we can know because look what we're dealing with.
Yes, ma'am. Appreciate the call.
Thank you much. Have
Bye-bye.
A good day.
Thanks.
Very quickly, let's go to Red Top.
Happy birthday, Mr. Jack.
Thank you, Red Top. I appreciate that. How you doing?
I'm doing good. My birthday is tomorrow, so we have a cluster of Sagittarians here.
Boy, aren't we special people? But anyway,
Make sure you take care of yourself. Are you feeling better overall?
I feel great, thanks. I came up these steep steps this morning just on top of the world. Of course, I'd had about three cups of coffee, so that helped.
Well, I'm going to be 66 tomorrow. It takes three cups of coffee, but once you get cranked up, it sure feels good, doesn't it?
It really does. And I don't drink
good,
it.
Man.
I don't drink it in the summer. It's too hot, but I sure drink it when it's cool. I love it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's good for you, man. Prevents prostate cancer, prevents Alzheimer's, and promotes good feeling and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah. Well, happy birthday to you tomorrow, Red Top.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm going to do extra push-ups for you first thing in the morning.
Okay.
And don't need to make any comments about all these political guys. I'll tell you who knows about all of this and could have prevented it. One man. What's his name?
Oh, Jeff Sessions.
Jeff Sessions. He knows everything. He knows everything that was testified on yesterday. He knows everything about everything that happened before, during, and after. And he ain't saying a peep. And I thought it was kind of arrogant for him to be showing his, having his commercials on during the hearings.
Yeah.
I think that's very distasteful. Jeff Sessions owes us a very big explanation, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, as a candidate, since he's put himself out there as a candidate, I want to tell him thanks for walking away from the president. You know,
yeah, this could have all been stopped right away, especially with the Steele dossier being bogus and all that. He could have put his foot down and been the tough man that everybody that he's been against all the pot smokers all these years. He curled up and went in the hole. So he's got a lot of explaining to do, and we could have avoided three years of this mess if he'd have just stuck to his guns.
Right.
Because Bill Barr has the same position he has. Why is it any damn different now, gentlemen?
That's right.
Right.
The facts haven't changed at all.
And Bill Barr stands up for himself. I love how he deals with media criticism, where he just goes, it's silly. The way they're talking about me is just silly. Really is funny.
Well, you know, Bill Barr's not a politician. That's what you need for an attorney general, somebody who just sticks to his job, and his concerns are what's best for the country.
Also, Barr has this background in the intelligence community. He's been attorney general before. He didn't need this job. It's not his first rodeo. So I think given his expertise and what he's been through, his experience, he is not intimidated one iota by all these folks. He knows what.
No, he's not. Yeah. I like him. He's a big old Alaskan bear, so let him come down and chew their butts up. Jack, take care, buddy.
Thank you, Red Top.
Have another great 2020, and I'll be hanging right there with you, bro.
All right, buddy. I appreciate your call.
Thanks, Red Top. And right before this break, let's go to Smooth Operator.
How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Good. I hadn't called in a while, so I had to call in and wish you a happy birthday, Mr. Jack.
Well, thank you, Smooth Operator, and I appreciate Lucy saying what she did this morning.
Yes, sir, yes. I'm a Sagittarius as well.
Oh, wow. When's your birthday, pal?
27th of November, day before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Happy birthday, belated.
Thank you. Well, and Joey, real quick.
Yeah.
I am super excited. I called in to Health and Wellness show the other night.
Yeah.
And won a free month membership to 24/7 Express Fitness. I look forward to working out with them. Again.
Are you going to what location are you going to?
I don't know. I hadn't.
I'm going to the Montgomery location. They just moved.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard you mentioning it. They moved over to the old Hogan's Gym location.
Absolutely. And I love it. It's a little packed in there. They got to organize it a little more, but, you know, right after this move. But I love it. I've gotten good workouts in all days this week. I'm going to take a day off today. I'm sore.
Well, I've been out of the habit, and so I need to get back into it. So hopefully I'll see you there, and I'm excited about that as well.
Sounds great. Yeah, congrats, man.
Thank you. And Jack, have a happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Smooth.
Alrighty, y'all have a good one.
You too. We got to hit a break here, Jack. All these birthday well wishes and well, all these Sagittarii, yeah, or whatever you call the pearl of
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius.
Yeah.
This hour, though, this birthday bash slash rant and raving against people like James Comey is brought to you, folks, by Dan Black Studios. The whole hour is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. They're a great sponsor here of News and Views. And, you know, when you film those old family get-togethers, when you film those sporting events, or it could have just been a random day where your kid was doing something cute, like, you know, first time your baby crawled, or the first steps, were you able to catch it on camera? Well, there's a reason you film that stuff. Those precious moments, not just stuff. It's because you wanted to preserve it for the future. And if you're just allowing those tapes that you recorded it on to deteriorate and collect dust, that's not serving your past self. Serve your past self and serve your future self and your family. Preserve these incredible memories by going to Dan Black Studios, taking advantage of 50% off. For all News and Views listeners, you got to tell them you're a News and Views listener. They don't just know. They don't have ESP or anything. But tell them you're a News and Views listener and you'll get 50% off all videotape to digital transfers. It's a heck of a deal. Goes to the end of December. Take advantage of it now. You want to preserve those old memories. Dan Black Studios also provides business services from website design, video editing, and full-blown video production, like television commercials, training videos, anything you need. I highly suggest Dan Black Studios if you're starting out as an entrepreneur, maybe online in particular, and need that branding, that extra push. Dan Black Studios has you covered when it comes to anything video services. So call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this hour of News and Views. We'll be right back.
When we come back, I'm going to discuss an alpha poll in the U.S. Senate race.
An alpha poll? Okay.
The Alabama Farmers Federation.
I know who Alpha is.
I know, but you said Alpha? I lost my... I just went through puberty in that one...
Yeah,
ooh, well, I said Alpha?
You're getting older.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, I am.
Happy birthday.
I'm in the autumn of my life, but it's late autumn.
You sure it's the autumn or the fall?
That was rude.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Thanks, Joey.
And, you know.
How you doing?
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. Yeah.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services the past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the new year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Is your vehicle ready for the holiday road trip? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you save on your oil change. Right now, get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic and a Wix filter for $33.99. Plus, earn double O'Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do? What are my options? What did I do wrong? We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis.
And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, Mr. Sandman. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. I know I said my Millbrook location would close December 10th, but I am going to have a two-day leftover sale this Friday and Saturday. I will be there both days to sell off as much as I can before we start moving out Monday. There are still a lot of nice mattresses and beds, as well as odds and ends. My Montgomery locations are having an end-of-year clearance sale. I have a bunch of excess inventory to liquidate, including latex, memory foam, and hybrid mattresses. We just received a few full-size adjustable bases with head and foot adjustments selling for only $3.99, twin longs for only $2.99, and some queen for only $4.49. We have a large selection of twin long mattresses on closeout, and we have split king sheets on sale, as well as some really nice pillows. A new pillow makes a really appreciated present, but a new mattress can be life-changing. We have the area's largest selection of mattresses, always discounted. Come see us Monday through Saturday in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway, and two final sale days in Millbrook, Friday and Saturday. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstores.
Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, we're real proud to announce our $99 Christmas necklace specials for Christmas. You better believe it. Four different styles. Tiffany style diamond flower necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. A diamond bar necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. Also an infinity diamond necklace or an oval shaped diamond necklace. All available in white, yellow, rose, gold. You got the idea? Unbelievable. No one does what we do in the country. These are our Christmas specials. Come in early and order early. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get ready for more weather changes. We're monitoring a storm system that's going to be coming out of the Gulf and affecting us, especially by tonight. For today, it's going to be a cool day, a little breezy, high temperature up to about 56. Most of the day dry, a couple of showers possible later on in the afternoon, but rain becomes likely tonight and at times during the day on Friday. Low tonight 45, Friday's high 59. Over the weekend, back to dry weather, a little milder, mid-60s both Saturday and Sunday, and then another big deal storm system arriving by Monday night into Tuesday as a cold front comes into the state. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I used to rule the world, seas that rise when I gave the word.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Hema. How you doing?
Birthday boy,
it's 12-12-55, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
A day that'll live in infamy, at least in my own body.
Yeah.
Hey,
Oh, that's the day you were born. I thought it was something else.
Well, it could be. They thought 12-12-12 was going to be the end of the world. And I get it.
Oh, those Mayans were full of crap.
Oh, I know.
It might be the people that found those calendars were just, maybe the Mayans just intended, well, then the calendar starts over. Instead of the end of the world, you just start over with the cycle. But who knows? Who knows?
Gary G sent me a text saying, tell Joey the kid he should only hope to grow to be our age.
No, I'll get there.
I know. I think
you know how old soul that I am.
Yeah, but you know this working out business. Remember Jim? Jim was his name. Jim Fix or something like that.
No.
Yul Gibbons advocating eating raw natural stuff, and he choked on a pine nut and died. And Jim Fix, I think, was a big jogger, and he dropped dead jogging. And
you still have to take care of yourself. And if there is something weird or chronic in your family, genetics, you're not going to stop that with just working out. But generally, and I don't go nuts. I'm not like taking roids or anything. I'm just working out.
Big doctor who was it wasn't Dr. Atkins. It was some other doctor, I think, that ended up advocating some diet, and his girlfriend was on it, and ended up killing him. I guess she was irritable. She was sick enough being able to eat good food. So be careful what you do in life.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you can do it. Just don't be an advocate for it.
Right. No. I don't think you should. Especially with health and fitness. I'm learning, like, nutrition and fitness. There's obviously some science to it. But generally speaking, you got to be really careful in that world, I've learned. That all sorts of people have all sorts of advice, and you have to figure out what's best for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation. But anywho, let's go to the phone.
Well, I want to say thank you to Frisco Riverstone.
Yeah, he stopped by
for a second. Who showed up. He's really busy this time of year, but he showed up with a gift, and it was a pair of new headphones.
Oh, that's
because I've been bitching about these for 2 months, and I hadn't bothered to go buy a new pair. And they don't have the little telephone cords on them that get all tangled up to drive me insane. I have to have people come up here and unravel them. But anyway, thank you, Frisco.
Yes,
appreciate
very
that.
Sweet of you, Frisco. Let's go back to the phones. Talk to Cranky.
Cranky, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. Happy birthday, Jack. And Joey, belated happy birthday. I think I sent you a Facebook message.
You did. Thank you for that.
But, Jack, just can't say enough. Both of you bring so much to the table. You were sorely missed during your recuperation, and we're so glad you're back. And, you know, just both of you bring so much to light. And, you know, if the leftists were right and, you know, what they stood for was the best for America, you would be touting that line. I feel that deep down in the bottom of my heart. You're not touting a leftist or rightist agenda. You're promoting what is best in the best interest of this country overall.
Well, and, we think that, but there are people on the left who don't. And listen, I respect everybody's opinion and their school of thought.
I generally try to respect people's opinions, Jack, but some people's opinions are just wrong.
Well, people...
Or people, really terrible.
Like I said, I have a really good friend who listens to NPR.
Yeah.
And he's one of my dearest friends. And he's an avowed Democrat. And I appreciate that. And we really get along great because we don't really talk about politics. But he gets his news source is NPR. And I'm going to tell you, I try to listen to newscasts objectively.
Right.
But I just can't help but think that NPR is very subtly left.
Yes.
And they're pretty good at disguising it, but having watched news pretty closely for at least 50 years, because as a kid I was a news junkie, I think they're very biased.
You know, back during World War II, they had Tokyo Rose. Well, I mean, you know, all NPR is Tokyo Tiffany. But listen, you know, on a more serious note, and I can't believe none of the major news outlets picked it up, but there was a security scare last night. Joe Biden had kind of drifted off away from his Secret Service detail, and two guys wearing red hats grabbed him, knocked him down, pulled his pants down, and slathered him up with Nair and said, "You're in MAGA country."
Oh my God.
I just, you know, I can't believe that nobody's picked this up and is talking about it.
He was talking about how hairy his legs were.
That's right. That's why they slathered him up with Nair. They're trying to take that away because they know that hairy legs are the secret weapon. That Donald Trump, he's so devious.
Are you now? Seriously, this is a true story?
Of course not.
Well, hell, I thought not. But you never know.
I've been practicing my craft that I can even pull the wool over Jack every now and again.
Well, I think it's masterful. You know, Secret Service was ordered for presidential candidates after Bobby Kennedy was shot in 1968.
Yeah.
Lyndon Johnson was president, and he ordered all presidential candidates to be protected by Secret Service. Now, they can refuse to get it, but that's really frowned upon. And you know, it wouldn't be hard for a candidate to kind of go rogue and go, you know, thrust themselves into a crowd. But I know how tight it is, because when Reagan announced his candidacy for the second time in 1984, he did it from Austin, Texas, and I was working for the Republican Party of Texas. And it was a throng of people out there, and there were Secret Service on building tops and all that kind of stuff. And it was a who's who. Bush was there. Governor Connally was there. Governor Shivers, a former Texas governor, was there. And all these cabinet people. And the security was, and it was outside. And I remember the Secret Service guy, because I had met him. They asked me to work the rope line. And I had to, I mean, people were, you know, wanting to get past. And I had to say, it's really crazy. But it's, I mean, it has to be done, because these guys, they put themselves out there, and there is no way they can be protected from some crazy person that's in the crowd. I mean, look at John Hinckley. John Hinckley shot Reagan. I mean, and the only way he shot Reagan was the bullet hit the door and bounced off the door and went into Reagan's lungs. It was a .22. But
I didn't realize it wasn't a direct hit. I thought it was a direct hit.
No, it ricocheted off the glass and lodged in his. I've read all about it. There's a book called Rawhide Down or something like that. That was Reagan's Secret Service name. I'm trying to think of the Secret Service agent's name. I know it, like Jerry Parr. Noticed Reagan coughing up blood, and it was real red, frothy blood. He knew it was a lung hit, and he diverted the limousine to go to George Washington Hospital. And if he had, because they were planning to go back to the White House, because you know, Brady got hit, who was press secretary, and a Secret Service guy got hit, somebody named Tim something. But it was, you know, you watch the and what's, I believe that limousine, it was a Lincoln. It was, I think, like a 76 Lincoln, one of those big old tanks. And it had suicide doors. And if the door had been opened the other way.
By a normal door,
Normal door, he would have been hit directly.
Yeah,
but it was, thank goodness the door was there.
Well, and it is crazy, you know, just walking and mingling in a crowd. Like, the day that JFK gets shot, I was struck by the video footage of when he arrives in Dallas, coming off the plane.
Yeah, at Love Field, yeah.
And he walks down the stairway off the plane, and he just walks into this throng of people.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't see that today. I mean, Trump gets close to it at some of his rallies. But, like, just off a plane, random folks meeting you there at the right at the plane, that is, you realize how much has changed.
Well, initially they were going to use what they call the bubble top, which was a bulletproof glass that went over the convertible that would have protected the president. But
like a proto
it was a really pretty, yeah. But it was a real pretty day, and it was a Friday in Dallas, November 22nd, and it had been kind of cloudy in Fort Worth. They flew over from Fort Worth, which probably took about 5 minutes. But anyway, he gets in the limousine, and I think it was Lyndon Johnson that thought it was a good idea for him to, you know, to go in an open car. And, of course, the rest,
I bet he did.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you this real quick. Now, speaking of the Secret Service, would Joe Biden would have had Secret Service protection? Anyway, don't past vice presidents keep their Secret Service detail?
I think so, at their option. I know right. that Nixon even gave it up. The last few years of his life, he would walk by himself into, because Pat died first, his wife, right. and he would walk into restaurants, and people knew him, and he never had a problem, you know, lucky for him. But
yeah, he is lucky. He pissed off a lot of people on both sides.
Yeah, but I think his heart was in the right place. He sure knew foreign policy like the back of his hand. He was a master.
Jack, I'll turn it back over to you, man. I just wanted to tell you happy birthday and just thank the world of both of you.
Thank you, Cranky.
And appreciate you for what you do.
Well,
and, hey, listen, I don't care what Joey says, you take tomorrow off, okay?
Well, I'm not going to be here. I filmed the TV show tomorrow. Dude, but anyway.
I heard you say that yesterday. That's why I said it. Y'all
okay.
have a good one now.
All right, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
All right,
Cranky.
Bye-bye.
I didn't mean to go on and on about the Secret Service, but those guys have an incredibly tough job.
Yeah, I think Obama signed something in 2013 that limited... From 97 until 2013, legislation was in place limiting Secret Service protection to former presidents and their spouses to a period of 10 years from the date of former presidents leaving office. President Obama then signed legislation in 2013 reversing the limit and reinstating lifetime protection.
Yeah.
So they're back to lifetime protection. I'm sure that applies to VPs as well.
But there's kind of a funny story about LBJ. He was at the LBJ Ranch, which was in Johnson City, Texas, kind of between Austin and San Antonio, kind of in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And he had a massive heart attack at the ranch. And somebody started the rumor that the Secret Service waited a little while before they called 911 because they thought he was such a bastard. But anyway.
We got to hit another break here, Jack.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we've been talking here for a little while now, so we got to hit another break. Again, folks, this hour of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Take advantage of 50% off on all video transfers, like videotape to digital format, like a DVD, for News and Views listeners. Tell Dan Black and the team you're a News and Views listener. Take advantage of that 50% off. Get those old tapes transferred to a digital format. 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for being a sponsor this hour of the program. Coming up, not only am I now frustrated with James Comey, I want to turn some of my angst and anger, if you will, Jack, to one Chris Wallace.
Now he's on my list.
And it's not necessarily, I don't know Chris Wallace, obviously, but something he's been saying about Trump has led a great attack on freedom of the press.
He has, and good for him.
On the freedom of the press?
Well, yeah, the freedom to cover his press conferences.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
we'll get into it after the break.
And I'm going to go over the Alpha poll, but it'll be later in the program. Yeah. We want to do the national stuff first, but...
272-9228. Be right back, folks. It was the wicked and wild wind. Blew down the doors to let me in. Shattered windows in the sand.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6, on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's
It's a year-end comfort closeout sale you don't want to miss. For a limited time, AC by the Choir is offering a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. As a bonus, all qualified customers can also get 0% financing. Lou Choir is proud to announce we now service Auburn and Opelika for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by the Choir and Carrier. Visit acbythechoir.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by the Choir.
License number 84417.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Is your vehicle ready for the holiday road trip? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you save on your oil change. Right now, get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic and a Wix filter for $33.99. Plus, earn double O Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do?
What are my options?
What did I do wrong?
We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis.
And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to Noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I am not. I'm Jack Campbell. How you doing?
I'm doing. All right.
I've gotten so many texts, and thank you to all my dear old friend, Janice Nunley, who's sent me a sweet text, and her husband's been through hell and back, but... Yeah. You can't keep a good man down. But anyway,
I'm about to say you can kick a good man when he's down. Yeah, but
yeah, but anyway,
you can't keep him down.
Anyway, I you know, it's so nice. And Ray Brown, who sent pictures from last night, thank you, Ray.
Oh, I'm glad your birthday's going all right.
Well, you know, I wanted to have a little gathering tonight, but no restaurant could take us because they're having these office Christmas parties. So,
well, are you going to have a little bit of the bubbly later tonight?
I'm going to Carolyn's.
Okay, yeah, there you go. And, you'll have fun.
Yeah, she reluctantly is cooking. No, I'm kidding. But anyway.
But real quick, we only have like a minute or so here, but Chris Wallace said, quote, "Let's be honest, the president's attacks have done some damage. The Freedom Forum Institute poll associated with the Newseum," I guess that's a museum about news, "this year found that 29% of Americans, almost a third of all of us, think the First Amendment goes too far, and 77%, three-quarters, say that fake news is a serious threat to our democracy." I'm sorry, Chris Wallace, but to attribute those numbers to a Donald Trump attacking y'all for being very critical of you is, I think, irresponsible. An example of fake news. There's all sorts of reasons why people might think the First Amendment goes too far.
Critical is putting it lightly, Joe. Yeah.
Well, number one, yeah, to equate freedom of the press as found in the First Amendment with "we must have televised daily press briefings" is bullcrap. The freedom of the press is that you don't censor the press. The fact that the government must give you public access to all sorts of stuff, that's ridiculous. I don't think that's a privilege to the press. If it's a privilege to anybody, it's to any American through things like the Freedom of Information Act. So I think we can talk about it more because we're running out of time for this hour. News and Views from 9 to Noon, birthday day for Jack Campbell.
Well, yeah, I guess.
This hour was brought to you folks by Dan Black Studios. Again, call them today, 279-6036. You want to preserve those memories you taped long ago. Don't let those tapes deteriorate on the shelf.